People get angry for lots of reasons. They get frustrated. And yet all the teaching that I've ever heard on anger really doesn't do anger justice. It doesn't help. Like as an example, it says that we shouldn't let our anger affect our families. This is, fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath. It talks about not befriending a person in an angry spirit, but we never really find real solutions to deal with our anger. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about anger, because there's a bad anger and a sanctified anger, and how do you balance between the two? Now, I don't want to trigger any childhood emotions here, but how many have had maybe a childhood trauma that was directly related to anger? Anybody want to show by a show of hands where anger was bad? I had this friend named, Jennifer's lifting up her own son's hand. Well, anger can be damaging and cause a lot of trouble. How many have had a problem with anger as opposed to people who have been victimized? So there's three people that have a problem with anger. All right, way to do it. Yeah. Anger is a funny thing because it's really the place where we can't let our butt override our mouth. There's just when we get angry, we can say things that can really cause a lot of damage. And I was trying to look for some things about anger, so I got two things that I think would kind of help today. And then I could tell my voice is a little out from all the speaking yesterday. That happened to Sue yesterday. We were doing a wedding. And, there used to be a time, because remember when you actually got people calling you that you knew on your telephone? I think now that my telephone is only one big solicitation device, So now I guess they're branching off into your cell phone. I didn't believe them last year when they said go to this 1-800 number, and then if you signed up, then they would take your cell phone off the list. I'm thinking, yeah, sure. Well, I didn't do that, and hence we've been getting calls. So in the middle of the wedding yesterday, Sue's getting a call, wanting to know if we want to upgrade our DirecTV package, which she's trying. We already have DirecTV. So anyways, living with sanctified fullness is what I'm calling about, because I feel like although there's so much of the Spirit that's deposited inside of us, Christians really only have two choices. And one choice, as the church has presented it, is just to kind of deny all your humanness, and to just not pay any attention to it, and just focus on the good things of the Lord and the glory of the Lord and the likeness of Christ. They never really tell you how to get there. They just say that this is wrong, so do this. Now, the problem with that kind of behavior is that we weren't really too good at doing that before we got saved. So there was a part of us that was fallen. We knew it. We came to know the Lord. So there really is a process involved. You're going to hear me say this quite a bit, but I don't just see salvation as an event. I see salvation as an event and process. I see that we grow in the Lord. And so there really are things that we kind of have to deal with. And one of the things has to do with anger. So interestingly enough, I don't really want to default to this necessarily. But he just does such a good job of dealing with it that, and it'll help me be able to frame what I'm going to be talking about. And so I decided to just show you guys Rob Bell, which the only reason I don't want to show him is because you guys like him better than you like me. So here's Rob. Did it hit home with anybody? No, nobody? Nobody has a problem with anger? Well, my point in bringing this up is that I think it's important that we kind of need to learn to live life in our own skin, and to kind of begin to see these, not be so afraid of what God has given us, and kind of learn to channel those things in a right direction. And I think sometimes it's just been taught incorrectly. It's primarily focused on, just always getting down to some moral issue, like just don't be angry, but we don't really see how God may sanctify those things. Well, I'll be doing that series starting next week, and hope to see you guys then. And hope you enjoyed that anyways.